Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hey, good afternoon, good evening, and good morning to some of you. Welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you? It is Friday, and you know what? My jingle for Friday, Happy Friday, is not available today. But really, I am so excited to be able to be here with you guys today to give you an idea how incredible it is. We have artists from all over the world. We have great, great people with amazing gifts. And guys, today is not the exception. Welcome to our friends all over the world. We have about 73 countries all over the world following us, and we're so excited. Don't forget, everyone, that right after the interview or our talk, I hate calling it interview, we have our musical section, right? What is a radio station without amazing music? So we have songs sent to us from all over the world, from South America, from Central America, from Europe, from Africa, and the list goes on. So we know that it is a bit challenging to be able to have the songs played on the radio, but here on the Lizzie T Show, we did not discriminate. We played jazz, gospel, rap. Just want to make sure that I know I repeat myself every single time. It's because we're still getting songs that are they have some profanity and we do not play. So it has to be the clean version if it's rap. Otherwise, we would not play it. So just wanted you to make sure of that. Also, we'd like to thank our sponsor. We have our sponsors sponsoring the show today. We have the ad from Natasha Bridge Mahan. She is a real estate investor and an investor, period, for people that are saving for their RSP, for their retirement savings plans, for their education plan, and for people that like to invest in real estate. So we will have that commercial play throughout the throughout the show. Also, I would like to thank you for your support. Some of you have been following on social. Don't forget, this is on social. There's a link on my website, lizzie.com, also on Instagram, also on Facebook, also on, we're on TikTok, we are on YouTube. We're pretty much everywhere. I mean, nowadays, you don't even have to have a website. As long as you're on social media, we are okay. So make sure you do follow us at lizzie.com, and you'll see the links there for everywhere. So L-I-Z-T as in Thomas, L-I-Z-T.com, lizzie.com, L-I-Z-Y-T.com. And yeah, so today is great. We can have lots and lots of fun. Last but not least, I would like to thank you guys for my support. Some of you know that my book is out, Greener Pasture, after 70 years of work. And, you know, it's a small book, but it's so hard to talk about yourself, and it's so hard to talk about, especially some people that have gone through some sort of trauma in their life, and they have to kind of, you know, tell it to the world. It's really, really difficult. So I appreciate my publisher, the entrepreneur, for your support, my editors, just Pat, you are amazing. I love you so much, sister, and all the people, especially Della, which has a show, Della's Voice, which also gave me the foreword for my book. So thank you so much for your support. Greener Pasture is on Amazon, and thank you, thank you. Okay, my housekeeping is pretty much taken care of. I just wanted to make sure that you are here. If you would like to call us in, interact with me or my guests, please do not hesitate. We do not bite. We want interaction. We want you to be able to be with us, for you to be with us interacting through our social. But you can always call us in. The number is 313-527-6752. 313-527-6752, and I'll be right back with my guests.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Okay, guys, so today we have on the show, everyone, we have a incredible artist. It's Angelo316, and I'll read you. He's an exciting new artist whose latest single is Bonnie and Clyde. He is rocking stream and listening platform right as we speak. It's true. Originally born in D'Angelo Bryce, the artist is now known as Angelo316. Has wonderfully melodic quality to his music, one of that appeals to music lover everywhere. His style is laid back yet hard hit, and together those two qualities combined to serve an exciting new rap style that's sure to delight and convert you into a loyal follower. The layback yet determined quality that comes through his music is also one of Angelo's defined characters, in sort of an individual who is both calm and confident. We need that as a musician, about the musical feature and the success of his song. Angelo316 inspires his listener nothing but good vibes, and he likes it that way. As an artist, Angelo316 at time innovates as well as a focus of long-standing and well-known themes and tropes. He's breeds an exciting mix of familiarity and foreign that gives you the feeling that you know the music for ages, like that, and also makes you want to know more. It's definitely an unusual effect that the music artists, music critics have remarked upon, ready with great enthusiasm. Influenced by anything, everything, and deemed interested around him, including native island of Bahamas. Oh, we're getting hot today, especially here in Canada. It's so cold that the artist managed to appeal matured audience as well as youth alike, and the themes are many ways universal, which contributes to overall success. Angelo316 music bear distinguished influence like artists as Chris Brown, and but also comes across unique. He's as unique. He focused on building some of older ideas of rap great, while also creating definitely his own styles and unique sound. Well, I think we are ready to meet this artist, and I want to be able to definitely encourage him, welcome him, and if you have questions again, guys, just do so, and the number is 319-527-5752, and let's welcome with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, Angelo, and welcome, welcome. Good afternoon, evening. I think we are behind from Toronto, Canada to the Liz T Show. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, I'm good. You good? You guys good?
We are good. We're going to get it rolling. We're going to get excited. We're going to get having fun here. And I'm looking forward to. So, Angelo, look at you, a young artist. I'm looking at your picture. You guys are looking at his pictures. I hope you can follow him on social. Tell me, music, was it part of your life from the beginning, or this is something that you started doing just later on in life? Tell the audience, What made you commit, right? I want to use the word commit because a lot of people sing, but not a lot of people commit to the music industry. So what made you, who influenced you to be in the music industry?
Well, I mean, music hasn't been a part of my life since the very beginning, but I'd say near the beginning. Like, I started when I was 14, right? And what really got me committed to music, what made me put it as my number one in life, is just the good vibes that it gives me, you know, and the good vibes that it gives other people. I like to inspire people. I like to influence people to, you know, not only come together as one, but do it in a way that everybody could have fun while doing it. And that's just music. Like, that's the feeling music gives me. Like, it's something of unity, you know. I mean, you can use music in any way, but, you know, for me, I like to use music to bring people together, so that's why I love music so much.
And you know what? I think this is a great opportunity, especially in times like this, when we're going through so many weird things, so many different things, so many challenges in this world. The last year has been very challenging for all of us and all over the world, not just in the United States, not just in Canada. And so if your goal, if your purpose, if your destination is to be able to unite people, I think you're in it. Like 100%, this is definitely the time to do so. And I appreciate you and I honor you for that. So, Angelo, does anybody in the family has a year for music, inclined to music, or is this just you?
Yeah, most of the women in my family, like, they're very good singers. You know, I just grew up listening to, like, my mom and my sisters play music around me and sing around me, like, when they're cleaning and stuff, so it kind of just, you know, I felt like it grows in the family, you know. Everybody has that. They might not push their talent as much as I do, but, you know, it's there in all of us.
And you know what? A big shout out to mom and sister. I don't know what their names are, but you could say, mom, we moms, you know, influence our kids whether we want it or not. And sometimes it's not what we say, but it's how what we do, and if they rubbed on you, kudos to you, mommy and sister, definitely, wherever they are in the listening, you know, I'm hoping that they're part of you, and then you are doing what you, you know, you're supposed to do, and definitely on your purpose, and that's the major thing. I read here that you have some influences. Who influences you? What influences you? How do you get your inspiration? Do you write your own music? Do you run your own lyrics, or you have somebody else do it for you?
Yeah, for sure. In this game, especially like the hip hop game, like, you know, it's most definite that you have to write your own music. So I write my own music 100%. Some influences to me, like you already added Chris Brown. You got Future. You got a lot of musical influences to my music, but it's like at the same time, I try not to be too influenced by too many people because, you know, you want to have that fresh sound. So I do have those influences, but it's not that much, you know, because I try not to let too many things, you know, wash out my sound because I want people to know who I am as soon as the song starts playing, you know. Hello?
You want to be able to be genuine, as you want to be able to be yourself as well. So if you're trying to copy somebody else, people are going to notice, and people are just going to say, "Oh, you know, Angela is just trying to be such like such and such." So you want to have your own identity, and I think you're doing that perfectly. And I think that's that's a great, great way that a way a great position that you're taking. Absolutely. So, do you get inspired by what fight with a girlfriend, or you know things that are happening on the world, or you know just a day that you're a bad day that you have? What inspires you?
For sure, all of the above is like anything that's going on in life currently or probably in the past or probably I could see something coming up in the future. I don't know, like all of those things, I look around at every aspect and I get influenced from like that. Like, you know, creativity never stops. So, like you take everything that happens in your day-to-day life and you just, you know, you make art from it and that's what I do.
Good, good. I mean, inspiration comes from everywhere, and a lot of people get it when they're happy, and a lot of people get it when they're sad, and a lot of people get, you know, when, you know, and sometimes you have those days that, you know, nothing happens. I'm like, I need a new song, right? I need a new inspiration, and nothing happens. So I hear you, brother. So we were talking about your mom and your sister. You know, we were talking about how they influence you to continue on in the music industry a little bit more professional than what they do. What is your family members and family and friends say about you, you know, doing an interview all the way in Canada, Toronto, Canada? What states are you in right now?
Pardon, you said what state I'm in?
Yes.
I'm still
what,
in Bahamas.
What part of the United States are you? Are you in Texas or...?
No, I'm in the Bahamas. It's an island, the Bahamas.
Bahamas.
It's a chance, actually, the Bahamas. But
okay,
yeah, I'm from
so you're
the Bahamas.
Calling me direct from Bahamas. My goodness. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I'm so proud. Actually, I don't think I have my Bahamas on my list. I mean, I have a world map here in the studio, and this is the first time. And if I'm not mistaken, I can't. I don't want to say that, but I think Bahamas is one of our first places on our station. So thank you. So what do they say? You know, what are they saying? Family members, friends. What is the response that you get when they see you all the way from Bahamas to Canada?
It's nothing but love. Let me tell you why. Because like. You will think about the Bahamas and, like, just your reaction right there. Like, you will think about the Bahamas and it'll be like, oh, wow, like, they're all the way from the Bahamas. Like, we're so small on the whole spectrum of everything. It's like nobody really looks over here, you know. Like, there isn't really any light shining on the country when it comes to music and so on. So it's like my family members and thing, when they find out that I'm doing these interviews all across the world, Canada here and there, it's like, wow, like, you know, it's a state of unbelief for everybody, I believe, disbelief, sorry, because it's like, you know, from somewhere so small, somebody so small, from somewhere so small, making these tiny steps just to make big steps in the future, so it's like, you know, they support me full weight.
Awesome.
You know, make it definitely feel that.
That is incredible. You know, the support from family and friends is incredible for anybody, whether you're a musician, guy, whether you're a singer-songwriter, whether you are, an author. Support is incredible. It's incredible when you get so much negativity and the naysayers and people said, oh, you can't. It kind of throws you back, and I'm like, yeah, maybe they're right, I can't. But when you have people supporting you, say, go for it, Angelo, do it, because it's going to work. So I support that, and good for you that you have support from friends and family. Guys, we are live today. It is Friday, and I don't play the Friday theme because, really, to me, it's kind of sad because I don't get to talk to you guys every day on the weekend. But other than that, I hope that you're enjoying our conversation with incredible Angelo 360. We have a brand new song all the way from Bahamas. I'm so excited because I think this is the first time we've had a guest from the beautiful Bahamas right now. I guess enjoying the sun. We're here. We're kind of freezing. Not yet. So if you would like to call us in and interact with us, you could always do so. 319-527-6752. And I'm going to give you guys a little teaser. Don't worry, the song will be played, but this is Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, Ready. Yeah.
Good beat, eh, guys? Very, very good beat. We're going to be asking more questions. Don't worry. Don't go away. I just need to pause for a couple of words from my sponsor, and I'll be right back with Angelo360. Numbers, the callers are on. You could always interact with us on our socials, lizzity.com. And there you can go Instagram. You can go Facebook. You can go everywhere. I'll be right back, guys.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Hello.
Ready. Yeah.
Ready. I'm back. This is a song, Bonnie and Clyde, from Angelo 360, all the way from Bahamas. Oh my goodness, I'm excited. I just want to take a plane and just go there. Beautiful beach. And I know it's not like that everywhere, but it's still, you know, when it gets cold here in Canada, you just want to run to the beach. So, Angelo, this song, Bonnie and Clyde, can you tell us a little bit about, can you tell us what happened, how difficult, how challenging was that? Too many questions, right? I'm just like that way. Sorry. How was to record the song? Do you have the support from the radio people, your peer who contacted us to talk to you? Tell us a little bit about the story behind Bonnie and Clyde.
Right. So just like, you know, the infamous couple Bonnie and Clyde, I just felt like I was in the state. I had a girl who was, you know, down the ride for me through anything, through any storm, and I just felt like I was the same way towards her. So, you know, I just kind of had the feeling, all right, I'm going to do a song called Bonnie and Clyde. I mean, at first, it wasn't even like I just thought about doing it at first. At first, I just heard the beat, and as soon as I heard the beat, I just started, you know, singing, she wanna roll, you know, and I made the chorus, and it's like, all right, I could put together a whole song for Bonnie and Clyde. And as far as my team, you know, everybody, I think this is their favorite song from me so far. You know, everybody loves the song. It's a hit, you know.
It is. I can definitely see, you know, being a hit. I can definitely see it going number one everywhere. And very smooth. But then again, it has that great beat. And a lot of people definitely going to enjoy. So right now, what are the plans? I mean, the theme of the show is tell who you are and what you do. You're doing a great job telling us a little bit of background for people, you know, to get to know the person, not just the artist, you know, the genuine, you know, mom and sister were the great influence and all that good stuff. So that's the meat of the person, right? You know, the artist is one person and the person is the true you. And that's what I want people to hear about you is your true, genuine person. So for people to find you, can you share with us where can they get a hold of you if they want to follow you and definitely download your Bonnie and Clyde song? So where can people get a hold of you, Angelo? Okay, it looks like we are just running. We just got cut off from Angelo. Hopefully he is able to call us back. Unfortunately, I did not get Angelo's number to call him back. Hopefully he can connect with us, and we still have a couple of more minutes with him. So what I'm going to do, everyone, oh, there he is. Okay. Hello, Angelo. Yes, we got cut off there for a little bit. But I just wanted to make sure that people follow you and make sure that there are, downloading your songs. Where can people find you? Hello? And we're going to try to connect with Angelo, because it looks like his line is cutting off. And guys, don't go away. We're still here. We still have some time. We still connect with our guests. And there's a lot of good music coming up soon. And I think this is a great, great way of inspiring everyone. So I'm going to try to give him a call. Hopefully he can call us back. And the number that we have on the line is not connected, but we're going to try. And it happens. It happens when we're live. That's the way it is. No worries. It's all good. So what I'm going to do right now, everyone, I will definitely play the song and for you to be able to enjoy it. I'll be right back.
Ready. Yeah. She wanna roll. She wanna roll.
We are back. We will play the whole song, not to worry. This is actually good because you probably want to hear the whole thing, right? Right. So Angela is back with us on the line. And basically, I want to make sure that everybody that is here is able to follow him on all the social media, all the platforms, especially where you can hear the song and get more stuff. So where can people find you, Angela?
You guys can find me on all platforms at OfficialAngelo316. That's Twitter, Instagram. You can find me at OfficialAngelo316 everywhere. Angelo316 on all streaming platforms.
Okay, official. So we're here in the Lizzie T Show studio. We're going to be able to follow you right now on official Angelo316. We're doing that right now. There's a link for this interview and for you guys to be able to follow and definitely support him. Support him, absolutely. So honored to be able to have somebody from Bahamasuk here and show his work. So one of the things that I wanted to don't want to forget to ask, I mean, the theme again is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, which you gave us through our social. Anything new? What are you working on, Angela? What are the plans for the future? Are you working on a new single? Are you working on more music? Are you working on an LP? Do you teach music? What are the plans? Share your dreams. And by the way, if there is none, that's okay. Because, you know, once you say it out there, you know, I would like to or I have an idea, you know, it might just happen. So just dream on. So what are you planning?
Right now I'm working on EP. It's going to be my first EP. It's going to have about, I'd say, 5 to 7 songs. Can't speak too much about it, but it's coming very, very soon, probably the beginning of the new year, so you guys can look out for that. I have a song that just dropped about a week ago. It's called Alucard. It's it's about Halloween song, Dracula, Alucard. You guys can check that out, too. That one's good. And I mean, dreams, I'd say about 5 years from now, I'm just looking forward to being one of the greatest, you know, just making my way up.
And I think that's an awesome dream. Just keeping working hard and keep at it and keep dreaming and keep working really hard. And that's really what it's all about. A lot of people think that, you know, musicians have it all handed out to them. Absolutely not. Guys,
right.
I've been on the air for at least over six years now. And I can tell you every single artist that I have on the line, either on our YouTube channel or here on the radio, it is hard work, but it pays off.
Right.
And on that note, I want to be able for you to give us a little bit of inspiration. You know, there's somebody on the other side of the world, Angelo. There's somebody that are listening perhaps in Australia, Africa, and you know, they're hearing you, they're listening to your story, to your motivation, to your inspiration, to your song, and they're thinking, gee, I want to be like Angelo. I want to do this. You know, if he can do it, you know, he's from Bahamas, he's from there. You know, what would you advise to them? What would you say? How would you inspire somebody that will like to do what you're doing, and perhaps they don't have the guts, they don't have the drive? Can you inspire us with words of wisdom?
The only thing I can say to everybody who's feeling that way, the only thing I can say is you guys never give up. Like, no matter how bad it gets, like, no matter how good it is, like, even when things are going good, don't even give up. Because why? You never know when you could be down again, you know? So it's like, yeah, a lot of things going on, especially with this whole COVID season that's going on right now. But everybody's seeing everybody else's story. Like, there's always somebody who overcame and overdone. So it's like, you know, never give up. Your story doesn't end here, no matter how bad the situation.
Yeah, no matter how bad, and it looks like we're losing them again, no matter how bad the story gets and no matter how incredible a difficulty it may seem, you know, keep going, never give up. And I love his inspiration. I love what he said, because that applies to everything, everyone. That applies to everything, not just in the world of writing songs or in the world of being a musician. Could be, you know, somebody who's trying to write that book, but like me, it took me forever. Or somebody who's trying to, have started that business. And that definitely applies for everything. So I appreciate, Angelo, your words of wisdom. And not only that, I mean, I appreciate that you are coming here and having your... even though you're having difficulties, I mean, it shows that right here, right now, that you're having difficulty to connect with us. You're still doing it. You're still pursuing. And we are definitely with you. We're supporting you 100%. And everything that you do here on the Lizzie T Show, we are definitely making sure that you succeed. And I see you as a success already. I see you as a success. Thank you so much, Angelo. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your effort. I appreciate you. Keep up the good work, and we'll connect soon. And by the way, everyone, here is the whole song now by Angelo, 310, Bonnie and Clyde. Enjoy it, everyone.
Ready. Yeah. She wanna roll. I'm in the red room. Shooters and pits, fuckers and case. I don't.
that shit all the way through. Try to hit shoot him a damn like she couldn't wait to go see him. Step for the week. Popping his ass like a pimp, but I don't be sleeping. Dogs be all J-E. Yeah. Can't wait till I see him. Niggas don't know me for real, I'm quiet. I just be doing my dance and my dream. She won't rob nobody, she just wanna put them bodies at her feet. Know it's hella hard for her to get me on my knees. She just wanna roll, I turn the tongue to grab a leaf. She just wanna go, I let her touch it, roll with me.
Hopefully you enjoyed Angela's 310 whole song, and also Todd from Texas, an amazing artist that we had a while ago. We're continuing on with the 20 minutes left for a musical section. We have quite a bit of songs. This is a Canadian singer-songwriter, Andrea Goodman, and she was on the show, wow, a couple of years ago now, even before the pandemic. So I enjoyed everyone. It's from Canada right now.
Never been somebody who knows what I want. But there's been this one thing, and it's got me wondering, boy, it's kinda hot. We're so connected.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I needed, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me, got my cheddar, got my broccoli. I'm with the bros, reaching my goals, this isn't hockey. All my wrist is looking rocky, reminds me of times in the Rockies. Your money looking really sharpy, my money looking really stocky. Yeah, I remember back when, barely even had a plan of action. My pickup was missing the back end, think all my struggle is passing. Now I got four wheels, now I be closing deals. These haters, they want me to stop it, but as long as I'm breathing, man, I never will. I never will.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I needed, what a blessing to be breathing.
The Rari got 700 horses, I got about 7 horses. Me and my wife got Porsches, 3 houses, that's 3 porches. 6-figure checks, that's gorgeous, my LLC is enormous. My work has to pay my mortgage, I'm a cowboy king and this here's my fortune. When they say no, I say yeah. When they say go, I stay there. I put on my boots and I aim to shoot. Can you feel my pain? This is country blue. Everybody around here knows I'm the dude. I'm the new land frog, so I cannot lose.
I got the Porsche, I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping spree for no reason. I got everything I needed, what a blessing to be breathing.
Ain't nobody gonna stop me coming, ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Nobody gonna stop me,
yeah.
I got the Rari, got a F-350, this ain't no Denali. Hop on the jet and change seasons, shopping sprees for no reason. I got everything I need, what a blessing to be breathing.
And that was Park Row from, again, the state. This is New York, and the song is called Row F-350, so the artist. Thank you so much. And we're continuing on with our musical section. We still have 10 minutes left. Again, I would like to thank our reporters, and especially Pierre for Angelo 316 for great, great conversation. Again, all the best. And we will be playing the song one more time at the end, so not to worry. Next up, everyone, we do have another artist, and incredible, incredible artist. We have so many artists. So this is a pretty good surprise. So Sean, feeling good?
That girl wants me, that girl needs me. I think we're better together, but don't tease me. That girl wants me, that girl needs me. I think we're better together, but don't tease me. That girl wants me, that girl needs me. I think we're better together, but don't tease me. Hot in the winter, never stop for a minute. Think I close off and never stop till we finish, girl.
Finish, yo. I was just thinking, like, maybe get together tonight or something. What? Alright. See you later.
We sweat coats, the windows they just smoke. She feeling the next stroke, I'm giving the next stroke. She telling me right there, I'm kissing her neck. Oh, baby, I'm right here, baby, I'm right here. Kissing my chest so she pulling me in close. And all you heard were the moans when I kissed her. And when we called out, it sound like whispers. All on the thighs where I kissed her. Splash from the waterfalls, mister. Splash from the waterfalls, mister. Fell in the days, you could tell she's amazing. She dozed off to sleep with me wrapped in the legs. That girl wants me.
And that was Celine Byron. He is does covers for song, and you probably know Celine is pretty famous song. So guys, we are running out of time, but I will leave you guys with Angelo 310. Thanks again to his peer, his production, and his people that has helped them to succeed. And here in Canada, in Toronto, Canada, and here on the Lizzie show with Block Talk Radio, we are 150%, I don't know why it's 100% supportive. Thank you so much again. All the best, and we'll see you back soon. Here is Angelo 360, Bonnie and Clyde.
Ready? Yeah. She wanna roll. She wanna roll.
Now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.